Hey girl, hey, are you ready for some real talk? If you are a female entrepreneur who has ever felt like a total failure or maybe even a frequent flyer of imposter syndrome, this podcast is for you. I'm your host, Jessie, a millennial business owner, boy mom, and creative genius helping women bring their business dreams to life. After 10 years of building numerous creative brands from the ground up, I'm ready to get real about what actually goes on behind the scenes of building your very own empire. Failure opened a brand new mindset for me, and I really want that for you too, because honestly, I am just so over society's definition of what it means to live a successful life. So together, we are going to create and navigate a version of success that works for you. Together, we can redefine fabulous. Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of Redefining Fabulous. Today's going to be just a nice, short, quick episode. And I really just kind of want to share a recent story with you because it kind of made me think about things a little bit differently. And I just kind of wanted to share it with you guys because I think that you might also relate to this. So I think a lot of times in our businesses, in our life for that matter, we are by far the biggest things holding ourselves back. So when you look at a situation and you think about like why you can't do it, a lot of that is coming from that mindset of I can't do it because it's going to be hard. I can't do it because I might fail. I can't do it because of what people might think, whatever it is. But I want you to kind of like think twice about that. I want you to kind of reframe that a little bit because recently I had a new client come to me who has actually been a friend for a really long time, and she has this amazing idea to start this new business. And, you know, like all of us, she was afraid to fail. She was afraid of all of the things that could go wrong. She was afraid of feeling like an imposter. She was just afraid, right? You get that. You've been there. We've all been afraid of something in our life. So being scared is okay. I fully believe in being scared because if you're scared, if you have fear, that means that you're actually attempting to pursue something, right? You're actually thinking about the chance of what could go right. Okay. So I fully believe that the universe has a way of speaking to us. The universe has a way of telling us and pushing us and giving us those visceral feelings to move forward and pursue something. So about 3 years ago, I was in the position of basically starting my life over. I had to make so many decisions about my future and to really kind of decide what I wanted to do with my life, my career. And in that season for me, there was a lot of fear. There was a lot of worry about all the things that could go wrong, like literally all the things would keep me up at night. And I would wonder and say a lot of like, what if, but, and then, you know, over time that started to change a little bit. I started to listen to a lot of, self-development podcasts. I started to really just kind of like dive into personal development. And, you know, some of the key pieces that I took out of that season was that alignment is like this thing that you can't see, but when it's right, like when things are aligned, you feel it. You know that it's right, but there's no way for you to find that in a book. There's no way for you to Google what your purpose is in life. The only way to actually find that out is to pursue it, is to try things, is to see what feels good, see what doesn't, see what works, see what you learn along the way. And, you know, I had a lot of mixed feelings about alignment in general because in my past life of being in the wedding industry, I thought at that time that I was aligned. I felt like I was doing what I was good at, what I was meant to do. And looking back, because, you know, hindsight's 20/20, you know, looking back, I was doing things that I was good at for a long time. And I was not being pushed to really figure out what the purpose was. I had no idea what purpose even meant at that point, right? All I knew is that I had found a career, I had built a business, and it was succeeding, it was making money, it was becoming, you know, popular in my area. And, you know, looking back, if I had known the things that I know now, I probably would have realized that it wasn't aligned for me. But the only way out is through, right? The only way out is to do something and figure out that that's not for you. So 3 years ago, when I decided to, you know, sort of explore what business was going to look like for me moving forward, I knew that I had all of these skills. I knew I had years under my belt as a photographer, a designer. I didn't really realize it at the time, but I've had a lot of social media strategy under my belt over all of those years of growing those companies. I had all of these skills, but I had no idea how to put them together. So instead of, you know, sitting around and wondering what if, which I did plenty of, by the way, but when I finally made that decision to really put the one foot in front of the other, you know, I started to try things and I started to see what made sense and what fit. And in the last year, I've found the most clarity and alignment I have ever found, how I've ever felt. I've never felt as aligned as I am right now. And I think it's really important to talk about alignment as a sense of feeling, because I think that too often we are chasing something. We're chasing something. Maybe it's not even always tangible, but we're chasing something specific. And I think that the problem there is that we focus so much on the destination that we're trying to get to that we kind of just go through the motions during the day along the way, and we're not really picking up the details. We're not really picking up the pieces of development, of learning along the way. And so a couple weeks ago, when this friend came to me asking just for my opinion, for my help, all of these things, you know, it was something for me that I really started to realize that, like, not only am I feeling this alignment, but so are you. The people who are coming to me are asking for my advice. They're asking for what I think about this because they view me as someone who's done. I don't want to say that they view me as a hero. I am no hero, guys. Like, I struggle and fail every single freaking day, okay? But I do have the power to pursue. I do have the power to keep going. And I'm like, half of this alignment now feels so good because people are recognizing that. Like, you are recognizing that, and you are now coming to me to like validate that I am aligned because I'm doing what feels really good. It feels really good to be able to help someone turn a dream into reality. It feels impactful. It doesn't feel like a transaction. It doesn't feel like, here's my money, will you just help me? Like, that is not how I roll. I want to be invested in it. I want to, like, become a partner in a sense, because I want us to have this collaborative effort. So yesterday I was actually in a community call, and we talked a lot about our dreams and who we are and what we do and all of these things. And, you know, as every time that someone asks what I do, every time that someone asks, so what's this What a Fabulous up to, every time I am, you know, developing this elevator speech on the fly, you know, like, I'm just kind of like spitting out all these words, and I feel like in yesterday and in the last few weeks, that elevator speech or that description is becoming more and more the same each time. And what that tells me is that I am finally finding alignment. Now, that is not to say that that alignment is not going to evolve, okay? So it's important to recognize that, and that feeling aligned or reaching alignment, per se, there is no reaching alignment, okay? You can find alignment and you can do whatever you want with the alignment, but alignment has to evolve, okay? And so what I'm realizing is that I have finally figured out what it is that I am doing with this company, that the future plans, the goal, the impact that I want to make. And I think that it's important to recognize that that doesn't happen overnight. So many of you come to me asking, not flat out asking for a one-way trip to success, but like, society has instilled in us that these destinations are so important. And what I hate about that is that you want a, like, you want like a one-time solution. Just like, I want to pay for it and I want to have it solved. And I trust me, I get it. I am also that way about many, many things, but it tells me something that this needs to be talked about more. Because when you come to me asking for help and you come to me asking for a way to reach success, you gotta know that it's in the journey. You gotta know that there is no quick answer. There's no quick solution. It is all about putting in the work, putting in the discipline. It's all about that journey. So back to that friend that came to me a couple weeks ago with this idea. And, you know, she came scared. And you know what? Guys, I am a professional hype girl. Like, I literally love being your hype girl. She didn't want to send this text message. She didn't want to send this email. She was very scared. And, you know, I brought her to the sense of, what do you have to lose? Like, literally, this is the beginning for you. What do you have to lose? Okay. And she sent this email against probably every will she had. She sent this email and a couple days went by and she instantly went into that rabbit hole of, they ghosted me. They're not interested. What am I doing? Who am I even? And I said, stop for 1 second. Just stop. Even if they don't get back to you and they don't want you to be a part of this event, or they don't have a space available to add you to this event, what did you learn? What did you push yourself to do? You learned that sending the email didn't, like, the world did not end because you sent that email. Not everybody's going to get back to you, and that's okay. But the fact that she took this step past fear and she took that step into what could have been something was something she wasn't recognizing. It was something she wasn't celebrating. And so, of course, I reminded her of that. And guess what? The very next day, possibly even later that day, I don't actually remember, they got back to her. And they got back to her wanting her to be a part of the event. Okay? And so she's celebrating, she's doing all the things, and she's just like, oh my God, I would have never gotten here if I would not have sent that email. Okay? So the reason I'm telling you this story is because it's okay if you don't feel aligned right now. It's okay if you don't feel like you are in your purpose right now. If you're not doing the things that maybe you're meant to do, that's okay. Recognizing that is the first step. That's okay. There are seasons for all of this. But the only way that you are going to find your purpose, or find what you're meant to do, or find the thing that you love, is to try. You've gotta put one foot in front of the other. So if there's one thing that I can get across to you today, I want you to think about any of the fears that are holding you back, any of the decisions that need to be made in the near future that are related to your life, your business. It actually doesn't matter what they're related to. Think about the number one fear on your mind right now. Okay, I want you to take a second. Think about the greatest fear you have right now. Now think about all of the things that could go wrong. Think about them. Think about all the things that could go wrong. Now, take a step. Do it anyway. Send the email. Do the damn thing, because you're never going to know if you don't. The pain of regret, the pain of wondering what if, wondering what would have happened if you would have just sent the freaking email, that pain is way worse than not getting asked to be a part of that event. That pain of wondering if you could have made it will haunt you. It will linger. So do not put yourself in that position. I want you to take the step today. It doesn't have to be a full step. It doesn't have to be a full-on solution for anything, but take a freaking step. Send the freaking email. And if you're having trouble with that, you know where to find me. I promise I am your forever professional hype girl. Take the damn step. Send the email. I'll chat with you soon. All right, babe. I hope you really enjoyed today's conversation. I'm super curious to know what your biggest takeaway was from today. So go ahead and share this episode on social media. Make sure you tag me at This Way to Fabulous and let me know what you connected with. What did you learn from the episode and what action item are you going to take today? Until next time, guys, keep pushing, keep dreaming, and let's keep on redefining fabulous. Chat soon, guys.